I don't think obviously going into, you just let the guys that go out and they compete and they work and they get better every day. And I think the idea is what Randy has these guys doing is going to prepare them for the game. And when the winner shows, it's going to show, right? And it ain't going to be, how soon is that going to be? I don't know, but I do know that these guys are going to be out here getting valuable work every day and in these preseason games. And when it's showing and when it happens, whoever wins that job is going to be the guy that's right for the team.
So that's Chris Horton talking about the kicking competition. We'll hear a lot about that as we go through training camp. Ravens, first day of padded practice today. And as Ben and I said earlier, just based on Saturday, it seems like Tyler Loop has the edge over John Hoyland. But Chris Horton telling you what he wants to see from this kicking battle.
It would be interesting if, we've talked about worst case scenarios quite a bit where they've got to run out week three, week five, whatever, and work out a bunch of guys and hire a new kicker. But like, there's also a scenario where whoever doesn't win the competition here got a pretty good workout, looked the part, goes somewhere else and makes it.
Yeah. Well, as you articulated in the open, we've seen guys here when Tucker was here go get jobs elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it would not be the craziest thing in the world. If it were to play out that way as well. It's just, there's such a mental component to this and it's all brand new for these guys. There's no comparison what you're doing in college versus what it's like the first time in an NFL stadium with people's paychecks on the line. And I guess with NIL, right, it's changing a little bit in college, but it's still a different environment. You got guys in that locker room who are 12 and 13 years older than you, who are trying to support their families and, whose jobs are at stake. You just don't know till you get there.
More from Chris Horton speaking on Saturday. What specifically are they looking for in the kicking battle?
I think it's a little bit more than that, right? I think it's all about consistency and everything that we do, and especially at that level, at that position, really at every position, but mainly at that position, right? We want to see kicks made, right? And we want to see good foot-to-ball contact. And there's a process about how these guys are going about it and where they're kicking from and what they're doing in practices. And the things that Randy is talking to these guys about every day is going to allow for both these guys to have success out on the field.
As I said earlier, I'll say it again if you're just tuning in, the ball does explode off of Tyler Loop's foot for what that's worth.
I'm sure that was a significant part of their evaluation along with, again, the quantifiable results that he had. And I think Randy Brown is uniquely positioned as one of the – and again, I can remember doing a story at the Washington Post last year talking to people from teams all over and trying to figure out why more NFL teams with the margins this slim and with more long kicks being attempted than ever, why more teams don't have full-time kicking coaches on staff. But everybody I talked to pointed to Randy Brown – and as a result, John Harbaugh for bringing him in as early as he did as being way ahead of the curve with this and being, I can remember talking to Tucker a couple of years ago and him saying, I'm not sure if I'm who I am without Randy Brown being here through my entire journey. So they are uniquely positioned to coach these specialists in a way that I'm not sure they get coached up everywhere else.
So let's get to one other aspect of special teams. Oh, and one thing we did discover on Saturday, Keaton Mitchell looks like he has his burst back. Saw him on a couple sweeps. He looks like he looks more like the guy we saw before the horrible knee injury a couple years ago. Well, Chris Horton talks about Keaton Mitchell on special teams.
Obviously, Keaton has done a tremendous job for us when he has been back there. So just the body type, the style of play, it took us a while to really figure out, kind of our identity and kind of who we wanted to be as a kickoff return unit. And as the season went on late in the year, those body types, those running back body types, when they're used to bouncing off tacklers, right? And so it allowed for that type of player to really have success back there. But I believe like a guy with some toughness, a guy that's going to run with speed, with vision, he's going to have success back there for us. But Keaton, man, he's done a heck of a job, and it's really good to see him out here, man, just rolling.
So he did return kicks a year ago, but
I think he should have a role in special teams.
Yes, he should. And we're going to get to Monk talking about Keaton Mitchell's part of the offense in just a minute. But talking to some of the guys that are out there every day, they said it's noticeable the difference in Keaton Mitchell from a year ago.
If he is going to be blocked the way he's obviously blocked at in the running back room, and if they have the trepidation that they have, rightfully so, with him in pass protection, and it's such significant reservation that where he could help you the most, probably in the screen game, is obviously undermined by they don't trust him in pass pro. And I get it. With a $50 million quarterback, I get it. Then, yeah, let's spring him loose on special teams. It's great that they drafted this guy and that guy, whatever, but you can't tell me he doesn't have a skill set where he can win inside a telephone booth.
So you mentioned him and blocked his part of the offense. Well, Todd Monken was asked about Keaton Mitchell in the offense, and this is what Monk had to say.
Well, it's great to see him back because I think last year when he came back, he still, in his own mind, I think he wanted to be ready. You'd have to ask him whether he felt that way, was confident in that. And when you don't practice for such a long time, I'm excited to see him every day out here, and I'm excited to see him when we play in the preseason because he's got to fight to get touches. You know, 2 years ago, we didn't have Derek. I mean, let's just say it like it is. Like, it's a fight to get touches in the backfield. Justice Hill's an established, outstanding football player. Now we got Derek. So that third running back position is fighting for reps, fighting for touches, fighting for the ability to be really good as a pass protector, all that above special teams player, just because we're in a different place than we were a year ago. But it's exciting to see him really kind of be up to speed in the first 4 days.
Todd Monken being pretty darn frank. He's like, look, 2 years ago, Derek wasn't here.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, and they extended Derek. Yep. So yeah, let's give him an opportunity to have a meaningful role on special teams if he can earn it.
Don't worry, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we will have a full segment of Todd Monk and Monkey Business is back with Monk talking on Saturday. But coming up next, we get to the Orioles and let's recap the weekend series against the Colorado Rockies. All the young dudes next here on The Fan.